You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by Keith Travis, Vice President of Development from the Murray Callaway County Hospital. Good morning, Keith.
Well, good morning, Tracy. Good to be here.
It's good to see you back again, and we're here for a very important reason. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the Murray Callaway Endowment for Healthcare is hosting their Because She Matters Breast Cancer Awareness Initiative. And boy, you've got a lot of stuff involved with this.
We were we're enthusiastic about everything that's going on. We probably overscheduled, Tracy, but that's what makes it interesting and makes it rewarding. And it is. It's a big month. You know, breast cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer, probably for women, other than skin cancer. And so it impacts so many people in our lives. And we feel like the Because She Matters campaign is a campaign to upgrade the equipment that the Murray Hospital currently has in digital mammography to switch to what's called tomosynthesis or 3D mammography, greater, higher degree of accuracy and a life-saving device.
And none of this equipment is cheap.
I wish it were. Unfortunately, it's just amazing, and I say that with all respect to the technology that's included. The machine, you know, rather compact, but it's about $495,000 when you say that quickly, and then the software to run it is between $300,000 and $400,000, because when you start storing images in three-dimensional quadrants, it becomes pretty demanding. And so the technology is really, it's nothing short of amazing, but it's not inexpensive either.
Well, where would you like to start in telling us about Because She Matters?
Well, Because She Matters is a campaign that's a year and a half plus in our age of development. We started it, as I said, to fund the event. I don't think it was ever. Let me leave you with a bit of good news. First of all, architects have already started on some of the design work at the hospital. We've not raised the full amount. The plan was to raise the money as much as we could through charitable donations, and then the hospital try to take some from savings and augment the rest and get it operational. So architects have been to the hospital. They're making plans. It's going to take several months to put the system in, but we do about 5,000 mammograms a year, and the detection rate for 3D mammography increases the positive reads about 1.5 per 1,000. So you can do the math. That means 7 to 8 patients will be diagnosed earlier than they would have otherwise. Early diagnosis leads to better cure rates, better survival rates, and less aggressive treatment. So we're excited about it. It's a project that saves lives. It's a project that impacts lives in this community, and it's desperately needed. The month of October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Our thanks last night to TAP 216 for hosting a rebate night. Tonight is our concert in the park. We've been doing, this will be concert number 14 out of 16 with the Badgett Playhouse. Starts at 7 o'clock, so if you have a chance, come and visit us. Then Thursday is a full day, an open house at David Taylor Chrysler for the hospital. And then Thursday afternoon's an open house at the Jackson Purchase Gun Club. And the reason we're doing those is Friday is our 7th annual golf tournament out at Miller Memorial, and David Taylor's our title sponsor for that. Friday night, we'll be presenting pink socks. We purchased pink socks for the Murray High football team, and we'll be doing that at halftime. And hats off to those young men for their support of this project. And then Saturday morning, we go out to the Jackson Purchase Gun Club, and we have our second annual turkey trap and skeet shoot. So there's something in that mix for everyone, but it just helps us all focus on the fact that it's very important. You know, the Saturday's event is a title sponsored by First Choice Firearms. Tracy and Steven have been great supporters of this initiative. They're actually donating an 870 Remington shotgun that we'll raffle off. So come out and be a part of it. You do not have to be a professional shot. In fact, 8:30 Saturday morning, if you've not been involved in the shooting sports, come out. They'll be doing some seminars from 8:30 to 9. You'll enjoy it. You'll learn a lot and find a new sport, perhaps.
And then I guess the capstone, is it the Because She Matters luncheon, which is next Wednesday, October 18th?
It is. Of course, next Tuesday we host the chamber breakfast, and that's and wear your pink for that. Tuesday night we'll have another concert at the park, the game show. And then Wednesday at 11:30 at the Yates Event Center, we took opportunity to extend an invitation, and we were honored to have Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton accept, and she will be our keynote speaker for that luncheon. Keep in mind the luncheon is free. It's brought to you by the generosity of Keller Williams broker, Loretta Jobes. She's underwriting that. Loretta is a breast cancer survivor herself, and she's helping us with this program. But it really is not about the luncheon. It's about a message to women: take care of yourself. Take care of yourself first. If you're going to be a caregiver, if you're going to be a family member, you've got to take care of yourself first to meet the obligation to your family. So it's a very common message, but one that is so often overlooked that we fail to heed, I think.
Do you know offhand, are more women getting mammograms in this area? Can you tell from the data?
I do not. I don't know that. That would be one of the clinical questions for those people that have that skill set. But I do know that the incidence of breast cancer continues to be rather large in our area, in all forms of cancer. And obviously our lifestyles, our health choices that we make could be altered to all the issues about tobacco use and being tobacco free. When you hear all those, you realize what an impact those costs are on healthcare services.
Well, if people are interested in participating in any or all of the Because She Matters events coming up, where would you direct them?
We have a website, of course, on the hospital website under the endowment, and you can check us out there. But if you have any questions, the best way, I give out my cell phone all over the country, and we will do our very best. We never turn down a call, and we'll be back to you in a timely fashion. But that's 270-227-0253. Or our office numbers are 762-1908 or 762-1800. So our marketing department helps us with so many of these initiatives. There are just so many things going on that we think are important to the region, and finishing this project is a very important item to so many people in healthcare.
Is there anything we haven't talked about yet that you want to discuss?
Well, I think anytime people have questions, you know, we're not only blessed with good technology in Murray, but we're blessed with almost 100 physicians that are extremely qualified and skilled and capable. And I encourage people to, again, take care of yourself first. It's hard to be a good parent, a good spouse, when your health is being compromised. And, you know, men are more likely than women to not take care of their own health. And I would say this, men are also can be breast cancer patients as well. So to each and every one of us, your health is a blessing, it's a gift, and you need to take care of it. And if you will, I think you'll have a better quality of life and provide a better quality of life for those people around you.
Keith, thank you so much for talking about this very important subject today.
Thank you, Tracy.
It's Keith Travis, Vice President of Development at the Murray Calloway County Hospital. He's talking about the Because She Matters initiative in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October.